It is WADV. We are the voice of Advertising Week. I am Doug Zanger, and I am here at NASDAQ, of all places, the Radio Mercury Awards. Elvis Duran joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you want?
What do I want? Okay, now, for people who don't know, I was a morning show producer, or as they like to say, a chat show producer in the UK.
Right.
Schedule is hectic, isn't it?
Well, look at me. Look at the bags under my eyes. That's what I do mornings, and it's not good. It's very unhealthy.
You have no bags under your eyes.
They're so big you can't recognize them. So you were producer of a breakfast show?
No, they
call it a chat show.
Yeah, they call it a chat show. I was just trying to be upmarket. Oh, another one.
Upmarket.
Yeah. I was just trying to throw out a $1 million word there. So what do you enjoy most about what you do every morning?
Connecting with people. Actually allowing people to connect with people. I mean, even though we have a room full of people that come in and prep the show and talk about stuff going on in pop culture or whatever, my favorite part is opening the phone lines and letting just people who are driving to work call up and talk about what they want to talk about to other people who are driving to work, who want to hear what they're talking about. That's my favorite thing. I get off on that.
Okay, so what's one of the crazier things? I don't want to say craziest because that's very subjective. One of the crazier things that's happened, or one of the most exciting things that has happened recently on the show.
It's questions like that make me realize how mundane my show really is.
No, you got like
today we had Dr. Oz on, and we talked about the importance of how your poop should be S-shaped and float in the toilet. That
See?
Was today.
No, that's important stuff to know.
It is important. It is important. It made me feel very inadequate because mine doesn't do that. Mine's like in the shape of the letter W.
Well, Dr. Oz,
or an upside down M. I don't know. Wait, go ahead.
What artists do you are you vibing off of right now?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, Bruno Mars is huge.
Right.
B.O.B. is massive. I like them all. They're all great, and they're all great guys. I mean, they're all good people. Okay. Even Lady Gaga. I mean, I think she's kind of burning out a little bit for now. She'll be back with a vengeance one day soon. But she's a good person. It's good to see good people succeed because, you know, the other way around isn't as fun, especially when you're interviewing them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're experiencing right now. Sort of like that.
What's the one thing that you love most about radio besides what you had mentioned earlier?
I can dress like a bum. And I can stay out late, come in stinking, like I do right now.
No, you smell good.
And, well, you're just used to it. I don't know. You know, what was the question?
Oh,
I drink a lot. What I love most about it is just you learn a lot about people. Mm-hmm. Even though people don't get into radio to learn about people, they get into radio because they like music or they like pushing buttons. I don't know. Or they're lazy. But I didn't know, but you can learn a lot about people around you and the world you're living in by just listening to people who just call up or come in for an interview. It's pretty cool. I like it. I think it's like a little social sciences class every day.
I love that. Well, Elvis Duran, thank you so much for joining us. Best wishes for continued success.
You too. Thank you.